Tim Maloney heads the Hoosier Environmental Council, which is helping to lead efforts against the Mounds Lake Reservoir, a proposed dam project that would create a 2,100-acre lake snaking from Anderson to Daleville. He says environmental groups weren't looking to come up with an alternate plan to the reservoir, but it soon became a necessity.
If this dam proposal is not built, then something else may come along to threaten a great natural resource. So in our view, we needed a positive, protective plan to make sure that this great resource is going to be protected in perpetuity.
But to convince people why a plan to put nature trails along the free-flowing river is a better idea, Maloney and people like Cheryl Myers with the organization Heart of the River first have to show flaws in the reservoir idea.
Wherever you see the blue, that's underwater. The nature preserve in red would be underwater. The circle mound is only 77 feet from the edge of what would be the water. The dolmen mound, it's even closer.
Meyer says the reservoir water will come too close to historic parts of Mound State Park. And that's if the glacial till and old gravel pit soil composition of the area will even hold the water once a dam is built. Meyer says there are animal habitats that would be destroyed by a reservoir, including those of increasingly endangered bat species. That's why she's talking with 67 elected officials from 7 taxing units that must all approve the Mounds Lake Reservoir for it to go forward.
Our role is to educate people that if one of these 7 taxing entities do not approve of the document, it doesn't fly.
Rob Sparks is the spokesman for the Mounds Lake Reservoir Project. He says creating a reservoir in Madison and Delaware counties would create a sustainable area water source, increase environmental tourism, and would be an overall economic boon to the area.
I think you're going to see boating, fishing, skiing, water uses. Probably going to see home development in the undeveloped areas as time goes on and some new retail commercial developments. It's going to give us a lot of benefits regionally.
That comes, he says, with a total cost of about $400 million to be found through the federal and state governments and water utility monies. However, damming the river to create a lake would displace homes and businesses, taking away tax revenue from both Madison and Delaware counties. It's the reservoir's ties to economic development that people like Jesse Kirkham with the Sierra Club aren't buying.
This whole project seems like it's urban renewal by flood.
Maloney, Myers, and other environmentalists told a crowd at Ball State University Thursday night that their plan of a Mounds Greenway protects what is important to those who live in the two counties. The idea is to acquire land to put about 14 miles of nature trails along the White River in the same areas as the potential reservoir. These trails would link to other existing greenway trails to maximize the economic benefit of outdoor tourism. Sarah McKillop heads the Robert Cooper Audubon Society.
What do we value? What do we want to show other people and other communities that we value? And to me, we value our natural scenery and our open spaces. And we also value economic growth, but smart economic growth.
Like the proposed reservoir, the Greenway project comes with a price tag, estimated at $40 million. And like the reservoir, the groups are looking at federal and state grant money to pay the bill. Both proposals are just that at this point, proposals. Greenway supporters on Thursday night were planning more community presentations and letter-writing campaigns to local lawmakers. The reservoir project needs to form a commission before it can ask for approval by local governments. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.